And welcome to The Metamorphosis, a podcast where we take a leap into the unknown to reveal the full, true, magical potential of ourselves and our soul's essence. So, in this episode of The Metamorphosis, I am going to share with you some of my fascination and gained insights around words and the frequency and the power that they actually hold, which is just, it's freaking mind-blowing. It blew my mind completely when I realized, like, let me tell you, earlier this year, I started this year in Bali, where I very intuitively ended up doing a sound healing training of all things. It was 3 days and kind of like covering the basics. And this was a catalyst into a journey of mine that really just skyrocketed into a whole new awakening, where I came back to Norway. I stayed in a house by myself on the countryside for like a month. I was house sitting, dog sitting for some dear friends, and I went down the rabbit hole around sound and frequency and vibration. I am currently still integrating, landing, and processing all of this information on a deeper and deeper level. I feel like these kind of awakenings have no ending. They only have a beginning, and then the fascination and the inspiration and the wisdom around it just keeps on deepening as time goes by and life is lived. So today, I really want to touch on some of this with you guys and how words really are activators. So if we think about a word, right? Let's choose a random word, apple, let's say. When I say the word apple out loud, what you hear is a wavelength of energy, which is a frequency. That is a vibration, right? A frequency is a vibration. It is an energy that is on a certain wavelength. And when we hear a sound, the sound is not heard until it meets our eardrum. If you have heard the idea that if a tree falls in the woods, there will come a frequency, yes, from the tree hitting the ground, but there will be no sound until it reaches someone's eardrum. When the vibration hits our eardrum, that is the place where sound is perceived and created, because our eardrums works as a receiver of vibration, which transmutes it into a sound that our body understands. It's the same with words. Words are magic, literally, and they are activators. Another part here is that we are currently operating on a certain wavelength, our human being. We are a sound, a song, how I like to view it myself, manifested into human form. And as we are currently on our own vibration that has been influenced very often by all of the different vibrations that we interact with during our day. This can be the energy field of another human being. This can be a conversation that was had. Again, vibrations in words being exchanged between two people. That can affect your frequency because a conversation is an exchange of frequencies, and this will interfere with the frequency that you already are carrying. And this is also why it's so important to regularly clear and recenter our own energy, because we are so energetic, vibrational beings, and as we get affected by vibrations all of the times, it messes up with our core vibration. And for us to be 100% authentic to ourselves, we have to return to this core vibration of ours. As we are currently on our personal wavelength frequency, and we are receiving frequencies from others or our own words, it is going to interfere with the wavelength that we are currently on, right? And this can be done intentionally, uplifting, empowering, or it can be done unconsciously and very destructive. And this is in our conscious creator power to decide how we are going to use the power of our words, the power of the frequency that we send out. And let's also translate this whole conversation around frequencies and vibrations from leaving our body to the dialogue that are going on within us. If we lean into the concept that our words are vibrations that holds a certain frequency, it's one thing, yes, to say it out loud and be affected by it in the outside environment, but it's also an energetic charge in our internal reality. So just remember that it is probably even more powerful on an internal level, because this is where it all starts. And then how you feel and operate on the inside is how you are going to deliver things to the outside world around you. So it starts with your inner dialogue. How are you choosing words for yourself? How are you speaking to yourself internally? Are you uprooting yourself? Are you being kind to yourself? Are you supporting yourself? Are you using words when you talk to yourself, your inner child, that is actually encouraging you to do the things that you're doing? Or are you choosing? Sometimes, very often, subconsciously, we have reprogrammings. We have programmings that has to be reprogrammed, because it is loops that we have been taught by receiving other people's information throughout this life about how we are doing things. But this is the art of reparenting oneself when we become a little bit older, so that we can start to rewrite these stories for ourselves that actually is not supportive. So through choosing your words with intentions wisely, how do you want to create your reality through how you choose to express yourself? Words are also such a gift. when we think about it, our internal reality, it remains our internal reality that we sit with very often alone by ourselves until we put words on it and share it with another human being. And then we receive the feeling of understanding, compassion, love. We relate to each other, right? And this is something that is so important for us human beings to be fulfilled, to feel a sense of belonging, to feel like we are not isolated by ourselves within our vessels. We have the gift of sharing our thoughts, and we can share our thoughts and we can get feedback on them, so we can get new perspective on our thoughts that we didn't get while we were just sitting with it by ourselves. And this is the magic that happens when we come together and connect. It is like us as magnetic beings, when we meet, when we interact with each other, the magnetism arises. When a magnet sits by itself and has no other magnets around it, yes, it is magnetic, but the real magnetism is activated when it has another pole that will activate the magnetic field of it in a completely new, more powerful way. So this is one of the gifts that we really have around wording things and coming together in these meetings, in new connections, and awakening new parts of ourselves through being in the field of another, and then exchanging our thoughts, our ideas, our emotions, our inspirations, our wisdom, our stories by placing words on it. So how are you consciously choosing to express yourself with your words? How are you choosing to manifest your external reality by being aware of what you actually put out? And something that I picked up on in a conversation that I had when I was in Bali on this Vipassana meditation center. It was a lady that told me after we had spent 10 days in silence that our throat chakra is very much connected to our thoughts, because that is our internal dialogue. And for our internal dialogue to be as healthy and clear as possible, we actually have to work with the throat chakra. And again, as above, so below, right? We start with the internal and then we transmute that to the external. So a huge part of this is going into throat activation and throat healing and working with the throat chakra. So I have put down a couple of things here that has really supported me on this journey of activating and healing my throat chakra. And one of the first things is definitely podcasting and not being too afraid of how people are perceiving you. And it's really this element of not giving too many fucks, to be honest, and not being afraid to say the wrong thing. I have for so many years suppressed so much of my truth just because of fear out of how people are going to react or perceive me. But this is just a fear that by bringing awareness to it and choosing to not listen to it and daring to sometimes feel completely naked when you are not used to speaking your truth, and all of a sudden you intentionally start doing so, it feels very much like just removing all of your clothing and just standing there and being like, okay, what do you want to do with this? Because this is me, as raw, as naked, as authentic as you can get it. And that is very vulnerable. It is extremely vulnerable to show these parts of oneself and then being true and then being in the risk of getting negative feedback on that. It is so vulnerable. But the people that really wants to listen to your truth are never going to find you if your truth is not there and so transparent and out there for them to be able to listen to. So this is really my encouragement to you to start just practicing speaking your own truth. And it doesn't have to be through podcasting or posting it online, but just practicing raw, real honesty. And maybe starting with journaling about it. And then when it comes up in conversation, just really honoring your own truth and seeing it as sacred, I would say, because it's so personal to you. It's very close to your heart because no one else truly knows your truth. No one else can give you a truth. Everyone is a believer and a promoter of their truth in one way or another, but the only one who knows what truth is resonating with you is you. So this is so personal and this is so sacred because it's yours and no one can actually interfere with it unless you let them. And if you let someone interfere with your truth, it is so important to have trust and feel the love of the interference there. So maybe not always in any situation, just be completely naked. At least in the beginning, if it feels vulnerable, starting to open up and activating and sharing your truth. But in the spaces where you feel safe to do so, do this with discernment and expand the window of tolerance with softness, with grace. It's not that you have to just all of a sudden get slingshot into outer space and then you're just like liberated in speaking your truth in any given situation. That could be way too much for the nervous system. But yeah, just doing it in a way and in a rhythm that feels safe for you. Practice in your closest relationships where you actually feel like this is welcomed, and then trust the process that this is going to continue to unfold as you feel more and more secure within doing this. Another thing here is also presence while you communicate your sacred truth. When you are present in the moment, when you are actually delivering a very sacred message of how you are currently feeling on the inside, your thoughts, honoring your thoughts with being present when you share them with the outside world. This is not a process that should be, it can be, of course, taken lightly, but in some situations, I really view this as a sacred ritual to share what is going on within you, your unique personal downloads from spirit, and how you choose to share this. And this process deserves presence and awareness, and even awareness in like the tone that you want to deliver this information in, and the words that you choose to translate this energy with out into the world around you. And of course, depending on situation, it's not like you should always be too wrapped up in how you choose to word yourself, because we joke and we laugh and we are finding ourselves in a lot of different situations throughout our day and our life and our weeks, right? But in some situations, feel into it and know that also truth can shift and change very quickly, and just allow yourself to, from moment to moment, feel into what is true for me in this exact moment, and let that be enough. Other things that has really been some of my favorite practices when it comes to throat chakra activation is going to song circles and kirtans and just singing. I have fallen so in love with singing, and it doesn't have to sound good. It doesn't have to come out in a certain way. And let me tell you, when I am in a kirtan or in a medicine song circle or a song circle, I am having the time of my life. It's like, that's like, if I could choose one last thing to do on earth, that would like probably be one of my top three things that I would do before I had to go. I freaking love it. I thrive so much in that space, and just really surrendering to this celebration energy of just allowing the voice to be liberated and heard without shame is so beautiful. So that is something that I definitely recommend trying out if you're on this journey of activating and healing your throat chakra. Yeah, just toning, letting your sounds be heard. It doesn't have to be words either, but just an expression of how you're currently feeling on the inside. Just just allow the things that wants to come through you to come through you. And then watching your self-talk, really becoming aware of the words and the sentences that you're repeating to yourself on a daily basis, and bring in the awareness of how much this actually affects you, and not only your conscious mind, but a lot of this actually has to do with the subconscious and the things that are just going around in the background without us even noticing. Because the subconscious mind, it doesn't understand a joke and it doesn't understand irony. So when we tell the subconscious mind something, it is just like, okay, great. And then the main job and the only job of the subconscious mind is to prove your conscious mind right. So this is why it's crucial for us to actually bring awareness to what we are repeating inside of our minds. What are we telling our subconscious mind to prove right in our lives? If I go around telling myself, oh, you're so ugly, you're never good at anything, then my subconscious mind will start to find all of the ways that I look ugly, and it will start to find all of the ways and areas in my life where I'm not good and where I feel like I'm failing. It is going to look for the things that I'm bad at because that is what I'm telling it to do. So we have to start to feed our subconscious mind in ways that are actually supporting our growth and evolution, and in ways that will contribute to creating a life for ourselves that we actually like and thrive in, right? So if I tell myself, wow, you look great today, and you're actually really nailing the things that you're currently doing, the subconscious will go, alrighty. And then it will look for all of the things that you are doing right. And this, of course, can take time sometimes. And this is why it's called a reprogramming and not just a switch. Because when we start, or when we have been programmed in a way previously, it is because we have repeated a story or a belief to ourselves many of thousands times sometimes, because it's been a pattern inside of our brains for years. And then it has its own neural pathway that is literally a physical structure within the brain. And for us to build a new physical structure within our brain, we have to think a new thought for so many times as it takes for a new neural pathway to actually be formed inside of our brain. And this is also the power of our thoughts, just realizing and remembering that we actually have the power to change and shift the physical structure inside of our bodies by the frequencies and the vibrations of our thoughts. And this is how powerful, again, our words, our thoughts, our vibrations actually is. I really hope this episode served you and that I managed to shine some light on the insights that I have gotten around these topics and how it has impacted and shifted in my life. I feel like this topic is incredibly huge and I bow down to it because I find it so incredibly fascinating. So I hope that I managed to get some of it through to you in a way that actually lands and serves. If you're here listening, I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Let me know what you think about this episode, and if there is something you would like to hear me speak on, I would love to get feedback on that. And don't forget to rate the podcast, the 5-star review, give it a like, follow, subscription, all of the things. It's so very much appreciated and it helps getting this out to the souls that it will serve the most. So until next time, thank you. I love you. Bye.